Joining us this morning on the line is Jack Kilroy from the organization Sober 17th. Good morning, Jack.
Top of the morning to you.
Well, we appreciate having you here this morning. You've got an event coming up at Avon Lake's Ahern's Banquet Center tomorrow, kind of a family-friendly event. Talk about this program.
We have a Sober 17th St. Patrick's Day party at Ahern's Banquet Center starting at 5 up until 8. We present the very best in Irish arts and culture and music and dance. And it's for families who want to celebrate their culture or learn about Irish culture without being subjected to the binge drinking that unfortunately prevails now on St. Patrick's Day. And we think it's a better way to celebrate the patron saint of Ireland. And it's great fun. We started it 2 years ago. People thought I was crazy for trying to have a sober event on St. Patrick's Day, but it's really struck a responsive chord, and we've sold out the past 2 years.
Jack, you mentioned in your news release the liquor industry hijacked a day that started in Ireland as a religious feast. Tell us a little bit about that, and when did that happen?
Well, Patrick's the patron saint of Ireland, and you know it was a feast where people would go to mass and the pubs were closed, actually, up until the 1950s in Ireland. And then in the United States, St. Patrick's Day started as in the days where there was anti-Irish discrimination and about 150 years ago. And it was a demonstration of Irish solidarity for civil rights and equal rights for Irish people. In Ireland, they only started to have St. Patrick's Day parades about 10 years ago, and it was not for the local people. It was for a tourist that expected it. So I would say somewhere in the last 20 or 30 years, the liquor industry has really seized upon the day to pump up their sales and use that stereotype of the drunk Irish to get everybody out binge drinking on St. Patrick's Day, and it's really unfortunate.
Jack, the event is sponsored by Sober 17th. Tell me about this organization, if you could.
Sober 17th is a small nonprofit corporation that I formed along with a few people of like mind. We want to be able to present this event, make it sustainable, promote safe and family-friendly activities, you know, reduce binge drinking, address relapse prevention for those in recovery, give people a safe and friendly, family-oriented day on St. Patrick's Day. We've had families with young children where the mother said they took their kids down the parade in Cleveland and one of the children got hit by a beer bottle that was thrown up in the air by a spectator, and they're afraid to go to the parade now. And they feel safe and happy at our event. I talked to another couple who, an older couple about, you know, 50, 60 years old, who they had a mother suffering from Alzheimer's and a stepfather on dialysis. And they told me that, you know, it might be their last time with their parents on St. Patrick's Day and didn't know anywhere else they could go and have a really enjoyable time.
Again, this is coming up at Avon Lake's Ahern's Banquet Center. This is coming up, again, on St. Patrick's Day. It'll be from 5 to 8. You've got a lot of entertainment. Talk about some of the red hair that'll be there and a lot of the music that people will be
Well, hearing. As people enter, they'll see a red-haired harpist. Siobhan McCarthy is a classically trained musician, plays the Irish harp. Beautiful red-haired woman. Then opening up, the first entertainer is Mary Agnes Kennedy, also a redhead. talk about Irish stereotypes. That's not a bad stereotype, but Mary Agnes is the most popular Irish folk and ballad singer in Cleveland, is frequently featured at the Irish American Club, East Side, and also the West Side Club. And it'll be followed by James Kilbane, who's a very special entertainer. He's flying out from Ireland. He's a sheep herder from Achill Island, County Mayo, but he was runner-up in Ireland's version of The Voice and launched to some fame in his music career, and is now a multi-platinum recording artist. And he really loves what we're doing, and he's coming out to headline the bill. And then we have the Brady Campbell School of Irish Dance, which is an award-winning dance company. Brady and Campbell were in Michael Flatley's Lord of the Dance, and they started a school on the west side of Cleveland for younger people, and they're going to be demonstrating the amazing Irish step dancing with some of their students. And we also have a visit from wishing everybody a happy St. Patrick's Day here in Lorain County. The Rose of Tralee, Kathleen O'Donnell, she's coming up from Cincinnati. Rose of Tralee is a pageant for young women she won the Ohio pageant, and she'll be going on to County Kerry in Tralee for the international competition. So it is quite an array of entertainment, and we have also plentiful food, including mini corned beef sandwiches, and Ahern's Catering does an amazing job. And if tickets are still available, I expect it to sell out sometime tomorrow morning, but if the past holds true, and tickets can be ordered online at www.sober17.org, and it's sober, the number 1717, the numerals, .org.